Masechet Eduyot Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. On a Deoraita level, if a korban gives birth, that baby animal also has the same status as its mother. It has to be brought in the same way as a korban. Here we'll talk about a machloket about if the hachamim prohibited that child, that baby animal, to be brought as a shelamim offering. Mishnah says, He'id Rabbi Yehoshua v'Rabbi Papias al valad shel shelamim shikrav shelamim. These two rabbis testified that the offspring of a shelamim should be brought as a korban shelamim, and they needed to teach this. Shirbi Eliezer omer shevlad shelamim lo yikrav shelamim, because Rabbi Eliezer taught that the offspring of a shelamim should not be brought as a shelamim because of the rabbis, the derabanan law. He says that the rabbis were nervous that if the owner of a shelamim waited out for the animal to give birth so that he could have now more shelamim, that waiting period will eventually cause him to forget that the animal was sacred in the first place. And then he may use the animal for work, or he may use its wool, which are both not allowed. So the rabbi said, we want to make sure that the korban is brought immediately. And in order to ensure that, they said that the animal that gives birth to the child, the baby animal, has to die. It has to be left to die, so people wouldn't have any motive to allow the shelamim to wait around. They wouldn't delay. They would bring the korban right away. But hachamim said that it should be brought as a shelamim. Rabbi Yehoshua and Rav Papias, they both gave testimony that the ruling of the hachamim is correct. Amar Rabbi Papias, Ani me'id shehayta lanu parazi b'chei shelamim. Says Rabbi Papias, I testify that we had a cow that was a shelamim offering. Va'achalnuha ba'pesach, and we ate it during the holiday of Pesach. Va'achalnu ve'lada shelamim b'chag, and we ate its child, the baby animal that it gave birth to, as a shelamim on the hag, on the holiday of Shavuot. Even though hag usually means Sukkot, over here in this context it can't mean that, because the obligation to bring the korban has to be on the next Yom Tov. So if it gave birth over here, right around Pesach time, the next holiday that would be Shavuot.